fill my mind up with ideas. I'm the highest in the room. Hope I make it out of here. She saw my eyes, she know I'm gone. I see some things that you might fear. I'm doing a show, I'll be back soon. That ain't what she wanna hear. Now I got it in my room. Legs wrapped around my beard. Got the fastest car at Zoom. Hope we make it out of here. When I'm with you, I feel alive. You say you love me, don't you lie. Don't cry my heart, don't wanna die. Keep the pistol on my side. Case is fumes. She fill my mind up with ideas. I'm the highest in the room. Hope I make it out of here. We ain't stressing about the loot. Pop block made a case for real. This not the molly, this the boo. Ain't no coming back from here. Live the life a lot familiar. It's so much gain that I can't see it. Yeah. Turn it up till they can't hear. Running, running around for the thrill. Yeah, dog, dog, run my reel. Raw, raw, I've been going to the real. Nah, nah, not in the back of the veal. Gorgeous, baby, keep me hard and still. It's my life, I did not choose. Been on this since we was kids. Fill my mind up with ideas. Cases fumes. She fill my mind up with ideas. I'm the highest in the room. Hope I make it out of here.
Hi, welcome to Powerful by Nature on RadioRegent.com. Today we're going to be talking about drug use and harm reduction, specifically concerning young mothers. Harm reduction for drug use is defined as an approach, set of strategies, policies, or programs that aim to reduce the harm associated with drug use without requiring abstinence. Harm reduction is grounded in justice and aims to ensure people who use drugs are treated with dignity and respect.
Harm reduction works and saves lives. An example of harm reduction policy are safe injection sites. Safe injection sites are health-focused places where people can inject drugs under the care of medical professionals. Safe injection sites reduce overdose deaths, saving lives, and reduce transmission of diseases like HIV and hepatitis C. Today we're going to start off the show by interviewing Tasha from the Jean Tweed Center, which supports women with substance use and problem gambling issues. Then we're going to move on to a conversation about harm reduction and resources that can support you and if you're struggling with drug abuse.
We're joined with Tasha from the Jean Tweed Center. Welcome to the show, Tasha.
Thank you.
So our first question is, who can access Jean Tweed's programming? Do you need to be under a certain age? Do you need a referral to access services?
So we accept anyone who's 16 and up. And we accept anyone, we serve anyone who identifies as a woman, and it doesn't have to be a referral from anywhere in particular. It can be a self-referral as well.
Okay. Can you take us briefly through the services you offer?
Sure. So we offer a wide variety of services. So we have a day in residential treatment program. We also have day programming for pregnant and parenting women. We offer trauma groups for clients who have completed one of our intensive programs. We have supportive housing, transitional housing as well, a variety of individual counseling, justice addiction and mental health programming. We also have a counselor who is based out of Vanier Women's Correctional Center, where she meets women there. And then she links them up with services once the woman gets released from custody. We also have parenting support, which I do, a lot of parenting support and kind of helping women navigate through getting subsidy, talking to children's aid workers, so on and so forth. And there's a child care on-site at Jean Tweed, which is very, very unique for a treatment center. So that means any woman who is accessing services at our center can have, like, quality child care as well. And we also have problem gambling programs.
Are there wait lists for your individualized counseling, your day and residential programming, and your transitional and supportive housing? If so, how long can people expect to be on wait lists?
Okay, yeah. So for our ICP programs, our individualized counseling, it's about 3 to 6 months wait right now.
Okay.
And this program is, again, for people who can't complete, for whatever reason, can't complete the traditional 21-day program. The day res program right now is about a 4 to 5 month list and wait list, but it fluctuates. So it kind of gives women a time to come in, and there might be like a last minute cancellation. For the program for women, like the day program for women, pregnant women, there's not really a wait list because the program's 7 weeks. So in that 7 week time, if a woman calls, say for example, week two, she can get into the next cycle.
Okay.
Unfortunately, our transitional home right now is full, and so our supportive housing through Jean Tweed is about 4 years, unfortunately, you know, we all know the housing crisis right now in Toronto, so it's a pretty long wait list. And for problem gambling, there's no wait list right now.
Okay. Jean Tweed has programming specifically supporting pregnant women and mothers. We know that mothers or people who are pregnant and struggling with their substance use are often afraid of reaching out for support because they think if they do, Children's Aid will get involved and take away their children. How do you address that very real fear?
Yeah, that is definitely a real fear. So we come from a strength-based approach. So we talk to the woman about, you know, the great things she's doing, and we also let women know that having a children's aid involvement does not always mean apprehension of their child or children, because we've really noticed recently that many child welfare agencies are really trying to rethink their mandate and are trying to really hard to keep, like, their families and kids at home and together because they're realizing the big risk of apprehension and, you know, family separation. They know that the risk is, you know, a lot of different types of attachment issues that may happen, so they're really trying to keep families together. So we really, really try to, you know, be there for the woman when she does have these real fears.
Specifically, what type of substance use means that Children's Aid needs to be involved?
So we don't really think it matters the substance. It depends on the impact of the substance use on the woman who is parenting, right? Because some people can parent when they're using marijuana, and some people cannot. It doesn't matter if it's legal, illegal substance, just depending on the parenting. And when it comes to a pregnant woman, it comes down to the health and well-being of both the parent and the baby. Yeah.
What if the parent is, like, doing fentanyl or something, for example, like something more serious?
Yeah. So I think in that sense that we really try to come from, again, the harm reduction, so making sure the woman has kits, like safe kits. We have naloxone kits that we can give women as well. And if she's pregnant, then we just have to link her up with the primary support. And again, if she's using, it depends when she's using. If she's using with the child, if she's not, the child's in a safe place. So it all depends on how the woman is using as well.
Oh, okay. If one of your participants or clients is involved with Children's Aid, how do you support them?
Yeah, so we come from a strength-based and a trauma-informed lens. So we ensure that we have open communication with Children's Aid that involves the parents. So we make sure that when we do have meetings and case conferences, we're making sure that Children's Aid is hearing all the great things that the woman is doing, because a lot of times women are hearing all the negative things they're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we really switch that lens and say, you know, she's coming to program every day, she's being open and honest about her use and her safety plans, I think it's really important and really beneficial for the woman.
Mm-hmm.
If the woman's in a residential program, we ensure that she's able to have visits with her children when she's in program as well to keep that connection.
Yeah.
But really make sure that a safety plan is being told to CS workers, because it's all about safety planning.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody comes to you for support and they're pregnant or planning to give birth and struggling with drug use, how do you support them and their baby at the same time?
Yeah. So I think we assess the woman's situation when meeting with her. We talk about her own goals, we talk about her kind of whatever formal and informal supports she has. So whether it's other agencies like Jean Tweed, mm-hmm. or whether it's a cousin or a friend, we talk about, you know, what she sees her substance use looking like in the future, whether it's harm reduction, abstinence, a spectrum of that, right? Because mm-hmm. it's about the women's goal and the women's needs, not about ours and what we think she should be doing, because if it's unrealistic, she won't do it.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
We talk about, we create treatment plans, so what program is best for her, and assess her health. So does she have prenatal care? Does she want prenatal care? It's very situational, I find. So mm-hmm. I've also met with women who make self-referrals to Children's Aid, for example, because they want to make sure that they're proactive and they're doing it before, for example, if she goes into labor mm-hmm. and the baby tests positive for, you know, substances. They're really worried that apprehension is going to happen at birth.
Yeah.
But we really notice that, you know, if a woman's proactive and she gets Children's Aid involved and she's open and honest, although it's so hard, mm-hmm. we find that outcome is better. It tends to be better.
Yeah. Do you have any advice to share about how to both prevent and to deal with substance use relapse?
I would say support. Mm-hmm. Whether it's formal or informal support, but like getting connected to organizations like Jean Tweed. It's also important to safety plan. So planning for the safest use possible, like having a plan to ensure you're not, you know, using with your child, and making sure you have naloxone kits, safe mm-hmm. injection kits, stuff like that, to make sure that, you know, a woman is using the safest way possible. Because there are, you know, agencies out there that are willing to support women, and I just think what women need to know about these agencies, but it's hard, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to put yourself out there and be vulnerable.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Tasha. Jean Tweed sounds like an amazing organization, and thank you for all the information that you gave us today.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Before we wrap up the show for today, we wanted to talk a little bit more about harm reduction and the overdose crisis. Between the start of January 2016 and the end of March 2019, more than 12,800 people in Canada died from opiate overdose related causes, according to Health Canada.
The emergence of strong synthetic opioids in the illegal drug supply, which such fentanyl and carfentanil, has contributed to the crisis, with over 50% of opioid overdoses deaths caused by fentanyl. In Canada, advocates and people who use drugs have talked about how preventable many of these deaths are, and have pushed the Canadian government to implement strong harm reduction strategies, including opening and improving more safe injection sites, creating a safe supply of decriminalization of drugs. We wanted to wrap up the show by talking about a harm reduction and life-saving strategy that anyone can learn about and use to save lives: naloxone. Naloxone or Narcan can reverse the overdoses due to opioids, i.e. heroin, Oxycontin, Percocet, Vicodin, methadone, and will not cause harm if it's not an opioid overdose and is used on someone.
How to recognize an overdose. If someone is overdosing on opiates, you may find them, or they may go unconscious, have shallow or no breathing. Breathing is often noisy, snoring, gurgling, turning blue, person not responsive.
What to do in case of an OD? Call 911 and say, "My friend is overdosing and not breathing," and use Narcan, naloxone. Naloxone blocks heroin or opioid for 30 to 90 minutes, reversing an overdose and causing withdrawal, after which the heroin or opioid comes back to OULT. Takes 2 to 5 minutes to work, or if no response happens, give the second dose in 2 to 5 minutes. You can administer naloxone as a nasal spray or as an intramuscular injection in the arm or thigh, and any person in Ontario can get a free naloxone kit by asking for one in their local pharmacy.
If you use opiates to reduce your risk of overdose, don't use alone and have a naloxone kit on hand. There are supervised and safe injection sites across Toronto that you can find by visiting the City of Toronto website and searching supervised safe injection sites.
Thanks for tuning in today, everyone. And before we go, we want to highlight some events going on at Jessie's for Black History Month. Jessie's will be serving weekly Monday lunches celebrating dishes from the Caribbean, Afro-American, and West/East African. We have a Black History Month display table featuring Black History Month events in the city, books, poems, and cultural snacks and photo presentation of prominent black women from Canada and the U.S. And we have a movie screening of If Beale Street Could Talk on February 18th at 1:30 p.m. So with that being said, as always, if you think you may be pregnant or are a young parent 19 years of age or under, contact Jesse Center at 416-365-1888 or jessecenter.org. And if you'd like to be a guest on Powerful Nature Show, please email us at powerfulxnature@jessecenter.org. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
We used to roll at the rink. I used to talk way too much. You used to know everything. You couldn't stand me. I couldn't stand you. You said I'm steady playing, but you steady playing too. Your big brother footwork, your place is the juke. The rink was the place, but in that space and time I was too young for you. As you were for me, to worry about fruities and truths. Till I find out all of the shorties with cooties was cute and realize what booties could do.
We gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it jukin', we gon' throw a party and we ain't gotta do shit. You came with your best friend, came up for the weekend, all out with your party. So tell me what you thinkin'. Say we gon' have a jukin', we gon' have a jukin'. Can have a party, just listening to music like we used to do. I get close to you, I remember you. You used to, I remember you. Cause
we've got so much history, baby. Maybe, maybe you and I were meant to be. Maybe I'm crazy.
We never rolled at the rink, we would just go to the rink. You ain't buy tokens no more, you just hit roll at the rink. You had a nigga, I couldn't stand it.